funny side of things. You say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
your cheddar.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
got my pencil.
Anything else you'd say besides got my pencil?
Stole it.
Huh?
Stole it.
And
sniped it.
Huh?
Sniped it or stole it one.
Something that a child plays with, you call a... Anything a child would play with would be some kind of a...
Toy.
What would you call a toy that a small child plays with?
I wouldn't hardly know.
Do you ever call it a play pretty?
Yeah. They go by both names, little toys and play pretties.
What's the difference? When someone says play pretty, what do you think of? Is that?
Things that he can handle and get out and play with it.
It's for a small child?
Yeah.
A child is always running and telling on other children.
He's a tattlebox.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
I call him a tattletale.
What's the difference between a tattletale and a tattlebox?
Well, the little fella don't know no better. And the old one does.
Would you ever call a little one a tattletale?
And he got up bigger, I would, if he kept it up. We got some in around here.
It's gossip in you, mean?
No, they tell fib on you. They hear something, they'll add a lot more to it and tell it again. Before it gets bigger, it gets.
If a child learns something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you want to know where she learned it. You'd ask her who?
Who learned her to whistle?
And you'd say, I have just what him a letter.
Just written him a letter.
And yesterday he what me a letter.
He written me one.
And tomorrow I'll
answer his letter.
Or I'll what him another letter.
I'll write him another letter.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Write his name on it.
Do you ever hear people say back the letter?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't call it that, because addressing it, when you put his name on it, you address the letter to him.
Uh-huh. What did they used to say?
I backed that letter to so-and-so.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And
now if you can get his address all but his zip code, if you ain't put the zip code on it, you mean you expect him to get it. You won't get it one time out, it'll be thrown away, basically.
You say you can't get in through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier. Now the road's all
blocked.
Or it's all
closed.
We're talking about them tearing it up. You said the road's all
tore up, you can't get through there.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And say if we were just sitting here and no one was saying anything and all of a sudden I ask you what you said, you might say, well, I didn't say
nothing.
And I'd say, oh, I thought you said
something to me.
And Jesus said, I am with you
always.
And you'd say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And say a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She might ask, now who?
Who put such as that on my blackboard?
Or who, what that picture?
Who drew that old picture on the blackboard?
And you'd say, he moved here in 1960. He's lived here ever?
Since.
And you say, she what him with a big knife. She
stabbed him with